What about this? You mentioned the issue of the possibility of sort of sequencing tamoxifen first and then aromatase inhibitors. There's a clinical trial that's looking at the reverse sequence of the aromatase inhibitor first. We have the whole issue of the long-term treatment. Where are we heading in terms of clinical trials right now? What are some of the questions out there in terms of that that we're looking forward to finding in the next few years?
Well, given what we already know, I think there are really two questions and they're opposite extremes of the timeline. The first question, which we keep coming back to, is should you start with the AI or is there an argument to be made for starting with tamoxifen or not? And the big 198 trial, which is a four-arm research study, has two arms not yet reported where patients started with one or the other agent and after 2 or 3 years switched to the opposite one. And that's going to be, I think, pretty important to address the upfront versus delayed use. That's one thing. On the other end, we know that breast cancer, especially ER-positive breast cancer, has a very long natural history. That is, there can be late recurrences of that disease. And because of that, one of the more exciting studies for us is the re-randomization of patients who have had 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor to stay on it for a second 5 years or not. And in the case of the MA17R, which is the name of that trial, many of the patients will actually be testing 15 years of treatment versus 10. And I think that that trial is going to be really important both on the narrow question of whether letrozole is appropriate, but also, again, on this natural history question. If 15 years of therapy is safe and more effective than 10, I think you're going to have a real push to think about extending adjuvant hormone therapy in many, many groups of patients.
I guess the other thing in looking at the initial choice of hormone therapy in the postmenopausal women, of course, with AIs, we're talking in postmenopausal women, is if you look at patterns of care, and we always see this, is that there are always a small number of docs who report doing something that may be considered outside the norm. And I'm curious because we found that when we present these typical postmenopausal patients, you'll see 5 or 10% of docs who say, well, I'd use tamoxifen for 5 years. Maybe they do an AI later, but initially 5 years. Do you think that that's an acceptable treatment option nowadays?
It's not my first choice because compared to tamoxifen, aromatase inhibitors consistently lower risk of recurrence, and I think we're going to see pretty clear evidence from the overview that they improve overall survival. And so for that reason, I am much more in favor of some use of an AI as opposed to just 5 years of tamoxifen and call it quits.